What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm your host, Kyle French, and today is August 22nd. We're talking Life's a Trip by Trippie Redd, and we have the good, but more often, the bad and the ugly of Nicki Minaj as we break down her album Queen and her recent album sales drama that has spun into a mess of pettiness versus Travis Scott. The hot singles keep rolling in as we've got another one for Song of the Week, and we're actually giving it to a different female in the rap industry. Is that despite Nicki? Maybe, but I'm going to plead the fifth on that one, let you come to your own conclusion. And then, as always, we'll run through the fresh drops and what new hip-hop releases to expect in the coming weeks. If you don't already, hit up iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever you listen to the show on. Subscribe, leave me a review, anything that'll help me out. Also, hit me up on Instagram at HipHopEnth, HIPHOPENTH. Daily content going up on there, and that's the best way for you to contact me if you ever cared to do so. That's HipHopEnth on the gram. But let's get into the new music that we got to discuss. We got Trippie Redd, Life's a Trip. Technically the debut album from Trippie. He's still only 19 years old, out of Ohio. Not a lot of rappers coming up out of Ohio, so he's really doing it by himself. He made waves in 2017 with his project A Love Letter to You, showcasing widespread versatility and creativity. Honestly, one of my favorite trap tapes of all time. Just different from the rest, has his own signature style. I mean, you can barely group him in with the rest of the guys like in the trap wave or whatever you want to call it. It's growing exponentially, and Trippie Redd is a big reason for that. But that mixtape is what launched Trippie into popularity, elevated the expectations around his future, considering how young he was and how impressive that project turned out. The sequel to it a little later last year wasn't quite on the same level. It was a slight regression, but still hopes are high. I mean, this is his debut album. He's going to be right back at the top of his game. And it wasn't quite all that. It wasn't the like well-rounded, complete package that I think many had hoped for. But it's definitely an interesting and enjoyable listen. He's switched up his style a little bit here. I mean, he's leaning into that emo rap alternative scene a lot harder than he had in the past. I think some of this was due in part to him linking up with XXXTentacion and working with him, being on his album and seeing what he's doing. And I think he definitely drew some influence from X on this project, who is obviously one of the characters at the forefront of that. Let's take hip-hop into this alternative scene where it's blended with a bunch of other genres and you can barely even really call it rap. And that, I mean, Life's a Trip definitely comes on the back of that. The instrumentals are not as hard or heavy or impactful as they used to be. There's not a lot of speaker shattering bass that used to be prominent on Trippie's projects. It's definitely reduced a little bit. It's more minimal, it's more casual, it's also more just like moody and emotional, as he's obviously transferring into a little bit of this emo alternative energy. And I was shocked with how many tracks on here the primary instrument is a guitar. And he does a lot of like singing over guitar chords and guitar notes, whereas he used to be all over trap drums. And so it is interesting to hear Trippie try to change up his sound. And he does lean into this quite a bit, and it kind of gives off that rock star rapper vibe that a lot of other SoundCloud artists, or just artists in general, have managed to achieve. Guys like Lil Uzi Vert, Post Malone. I mean, the first words on this album actually are, "I'm a rock star, fuck y'all." So you already know where his headspace is at. And you kind of feel that, like, where his love songs used to be this explosion of self with these like over-the-top screaming melodies, now they're much more moody and low-key and just quieter overall. And we still do get a decent amount of those like signature vocals of his. The vocals that I love, that is like kind of his calling card, where he just builds his voice up into these crashing peaks. And it's super catchy, and it goes from like the lows and like the dull points to the high points of just insane, like energetic yelling, almost like effortlessly. Like it seems like it shouldn't work, but it does almost every time. And actually the track Bang is a perfect example of this. It starts off very low and casual over just this guitar in the background. It's a very simple start to the song. And then within a minute in, it's one of the more intense moments on the whole album. And those are the tracks why I really enjoy Trippie Redd's music, because he can just work with a range of things and explode with his passion onto a song. The single, the lead single, Dark Knight Demo, is another example of this. It does seem out of place on this album. He does lean into the new sound he's going for, but there are a few blips, Dark Knight Demo being one of them. And that's not to say quality-wise it isn't good. As an individual track, it's still one of my top tracks. But it doesn't fit the sonics of the rest of the album. But it shows off those signature vocals of his, and it bumps in the whip. And that's another thing. Like, there are still moments on here that you're going to be bumping, even though it is not as heavy and as in-your-face and explosive as his old work. He still crafts incredible, like, singing melodies and has a distinct knack for making these just simple but addictive phrases and putting them into his refrains, and they just get stuck in your head. The track Taking a Walk stands out. Very simple hook, but executed to a high degree, and his just range of vocals and just knack for finding melodies is really impressive. And I do appreciate that despite all the singing that Trippie does, he also comes through and just raps his ass off on a couple of tracks on each one of his albums. And on here, you get that on Missing My Idols and Oompa's Revenge. And it's kind of just this, like, humble fuck you to all of the critics who say, these new mumble rappers, the new wave artists, the SoundCloud guys, all they do is sing, they can't rap. And he's like, nah, I sing predominantly, but don't get it twisted, I can rap. So if you're one of those listeners out here hunting bars, Trippie still got you every once in a while. He'll hook you up. So he does have that versatility and can get to a lot of places. But the biggest problem I have with this album is Trippie hasn't grown out of his horrible writing woes. And they don't pop up all the time. It's usually here and there, but when they pop up, it's tough. And I mean, tracks like Bird Shit and Shake It Up are just immature, cringy, and run the risk of coming off sounding like just some toddler making poop jokes. When the hook on your song is, all that bullshit is for the birds, shitty rappers, you some turds. It's just like, what are we doing here? Like, are we still 6 years old, 7 years old? Like, I just feel like Trippie's going to grow out of this eventually. He's still only 19. But he throws it in there sometimes, and it's just full songs that are honestly somewhat, like, painful to get through. And at other times, it's not necessarily bad writing, but just a lack of writing or underwritten tracks. Like, Underwater Fly Zone is a perfect example where it immediately, it's the outro song. It pulls you in with this, like, moody, emotional, like, dark chorus that anchors the track, gets you right into it. But then you don't really go anywhere. There's no further depth. The rest of the song just doesn't do much. There's not much in the way of verses or, like, substance. And it ends up sounding like it should have been on XXXTentacion 17. So maybe he took too much influence from the guy. He tried to follow him down the lane of genre blending and ended up adopting his insane ability to underwrite a song. So there is, you know, a little bit still to be desired from Trippie on here. Like I said, I do really appreciate that he's switched up his style a little bit and attempted to go down a new path and forge genres. I don't think he necessarily killed this one, but there's a handful of great songs on here. And I expect Trippie to keep doing this. Keep moving forward. Keep trying new things. And who knows, maybe next year he comes through with a completely different sound and he kills that one. I think this was a slight misstep, but I'm not really counting it against him. I still think he has insane potential. But Life's a Trip is just an above average, you know, good album. Not anything overly impressive. I would say best tracks on here, Taking a Walk, Missing My Idols, Bang, and Dark Knight Demo. My least favorite tracks were Shake It Up, Bird Shit, which I mentioned why, and How You Feel, because that was one of those songs that just comes off so simplistic and uninteresting that I just don't want to hear it. Like, it's not bad. There's nothing outstandingly horrible about the song. It's really harmless, but it just falls really flat for me. And so I would recommend this album to you if you like XXXTentacion, Lil Uzi Vert, or Juice WRLD. And overall rating, I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10. And I'll give you a little taste of Life's a Trip. So this is Taking a Walk and Bang by Trippie Redd.
With some ice, yeah. Yeah, I left it on a suicide dope, bitch. Yeah, and you left it on a flow, bitch. Ayy, rule number one, never trust no bitch. Get this green and smoke this green, gotta stay potent. Pussy nigga talking shit, but he ain't no shit. Chicken noodle ass nigga, man, you boneless. Yeah, I keep my ratchet boy, you boneless. Wait, throwing bands tonight, throwing bands tonight. Shawty throwing bands tonight, throwing bands tonight. Ooh. So they think I wanna die, yeah, cause my dose is suicide. Yeah, bet my coffin would be nice. Yeah, stir that bitch up with some. I can't do this anymore, trying not to be ignored. Put my pedal to the floor, I spread my wings, I let them soar. Let them soar, let them soar. I can't do this anymore. When I'm on a road, do I cross your mind? When I'm on a road, baby, yes, come right. Yeah, let it bang for me, rain for me. She let that shit sing for me, yeah. She gon' let that shit bang for me, yeah. She gon' let that shit bang for me, yeah. She gon' let that shit bang for me, yeah. She gon' let that shit bang for me, yeah. When I'm on a road, do I cross your mind? When I'm on a road, baby, yes, come right. Yeah.
So that's a feel for the newest version of Trippie Redd with Taking a Walk and Bang from Life's a Trip. And just something quick I wanted to point out about that album is obviously the title Life's a Trip, and if you've seen the cover art, it looks like something someone would draw when they're off every drug imaginable on this earth. But low-key, Trippie says he's clean. He says he doesn't do drugs. He's not really about that lifestyle. Used to do it a little bit, but he's kind of off and out. In an interview, he said he doesn't even smoke weed. So, you know, I don't think he's like anti-drug or anything like that. But you kind of would look at the title and you look at the cover and think like, this guy's on drugs. When actually it's the complete opposite. And I think the title is literally saying like, life is the trip instead of drugs. I think that's getting completely brushed over. It has nothing to do with the album, but I think that's something that everybody is missing. But just something extra that I found interesting. And now we got to get into Nicki Minaj, the self-proclaimed queen of hip-hop. Her new album, Queen, is finally upon us. And basically her entire goal here, all she has to do, I mean, it is a tall task, but what she's trying to do is just prove that she is the top female MC in the game, the best female rapper out. And really, she doesn't even have to do that. She just has to prove that she's the best popular female artist out. I mean, really, it's just her against Cardi B. I would throw names out there like Rhapsody or No Name, who are clearly better rappers and better artists than Nicki or Cardi, but they're kind of not on that plateau due to the popularity level, and I get it. Like, if you want to be the queen, you have to have some of that pull. If you want to be the king, you have to have pull. You have to influence the culture, impact the culture, and be a voice that everybody hears. So I get it. And previously, I thought Nicki was sitting in this throne by herself. I thought she was underrated because she does have bars. I mean, she even says on this album that she's proud about the fact that every rap she spits is written by herself. And we've all heard her verse on Monster by Kanye West. She has it in her to absolutely go off. And she had actually demonstrated that talent earlier this year. I played Chun-Li, one of the lead singles for Queen, as Song of the Week because I thought it was that good. But this album here, I might be taking her off the throne. I just can't leave her up here with the amount of just messy songs she put on this album. This is literally the female version of Scorpion. It's 19 songs. It's an hour and 10 minutes. Maybe half of these are worth your time. It doesn't sound like Nicki invested in any, like, impressive production or creative production for that matter. Everything on here is, it's like just that good, like, vanilla, I've heard this 100 times, mainstream rap beats. Give me something to rap over that no one is going to dislike. Something that's going to be friendly to everybody. And she did just that. You're just going to get simple, basic, regular beats that no one's going to get mad at. For the vast majority of this album, and it makes the production value super low. I was sitting here listening to this album, and half these beats, I was like, you know who I could hear on this beat? I could hear Macklemore on this beat. That's not what you want to hear. We get a mix of the Caribbean, like, dancehall vibe instrumentals that kind of came and went within basically the year of 2016, maybe. So those are a little bit outdated and regular. And of course, you get some of those more electronic dance-infused beats where you get a bunch of people who don't listen to rap music saying, oh, I like this one because it has a nice beat to it, a nice groove. I can dance to this one. And it's like, get that out of my face. It's just regular, like, pop synthetic instrumentals. Now, the funny thing about this whole album is there aren't too many, like, moments or songs that are on the good side of the scale. But when they are, they're actually really good, which makes this a really, like, strange album to listen to and talk about. Because despite all those beats I just trashed, I mean, you get Chun Sway, which is produced by Metro Boomin, which is, like, super spacey, atmospheric, just this sick beat. Sway Lee comes in, provides the perfect, like, boyish, dark vocals for it. And I actually love that song, especially the feel created behind it. I was like, damn, this is really nice. This sounds like something he'd give to, like, 21 Savage when they were at, like, the height of their reign. And then, obviously, I mentioned Chun-Li earlier, which is an absolute banger. So there are just pretty random sparks of, like, damn, this beat's actually dope. But of these, like, 19 songs, probably 14 or 15 of them would fall into that category of this is safe and something I've heard 100 times. But now for Nicki's performance on here. Once again, it's very up and down. It's painfully obvious that she's trying to sell sex, basically, throughout the entire album. I mean, I think she probably refers to her own pussy, like, 150 times, roughly, on the album, which definitely gets excessive, over the top, and I wasn't much of a fan of it in the first place. And just for the record, this isn't just because she's a woman. If this was a dude, I promise you I'd be sitting here saying the same thing, because I've done it before. When Lil Yachty gets on a track and all he talks about for the entire song is getting his dick sucked, I say it's a bad song. So it's not because she's a female. So when that's your primary basis for, like, half of your songs, it's definitely tough to get through. But there is this one track, Barbie Dreams. This had my jaw on the floor the entire time. I was stunned by this track. It's a remix of a Biggie song where he's basically talking about wanting to sleep with famous female celebrities, R&B singers, actresses, so on, so on. And Nicki flips it into basically, like, cock-blocking everybody in the industry, the music industry, taking shots. I mean, she had this line about Drake, which is, I couldn't tell if I was wet or if he was crying and shit. Like, damn. And she said, I used to have a crush on Special Ed. Shout out to Designer because he made it out of Special Ed. Like, she was just curving people, roasting people left and right. And it's a jam. I was laughing so much listening to the first time through the song. I was like, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I'll definitely play Barbie Dreams in a little bit. And then some other highlights as far as Nicki's performance goes is Hard White, which actually I was impressed with how much of a banger she made that song. She made it fit perfectly into, like, the modern trap scene. And I really actually do feel like if an artist like Lil Uzi or Playboi Carti had made that song, it would be big shit right now, and a lot of people would be talking about it. And the bars that I referred to, where Nicki every once in a while can come through and like spit a real verse, like she's a Queens raised MC. That's, I mean, they breed lyricists out there in New York. That's a fact. And she dropped some lines on LLC that were pretty sweet. I mean, this is why I say she's a little bit underrated as an MC. So there are moments where she impresses for sure, but this album as a whole is so up and down, so left and right, and is dominated by just overly sexual content and really blatant in-your-face sexual content, often over watered-down, recycled beats that I've heard 100 times. That I just can't give Nicki Minaj the benefit of the doubt of being the queen. I mean, I think Cardi B may have outdone her with Invasion of Privacy from earlier in the year. I mean, it's close, and as a Young Money stan at the turn of the decade, I want to ride with Nicki. I want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but she just didn't come through. I really want a good album from her. She has the potential to do it, but Queen does come up short. So top tracks on here for me would have to be Barbie Dreams, Hard White, Chun Li, Chun Sway, and LLC. My least favorites would be Nip Tuck, Good Form, Bed, and Majesty, because it had maybe the worst beat on the whole album, and Eminem's feature is garbage. People have been trashing Eminem's legacy, and I usually try to defend him on it, and I still will, but he really needs to put down the mic. People are just talking about how he flowed insanely fast, and he snapped on it. And there was a stat, it was like 7 or 0.7 syllables per second more than his verse on Rap God, which apparently is iconic. But that doesn't make it better. Yeah, it's impressive that you can rap fast, but all he did was add an extra 0.7 more syllables per second of bad music into that verse. But let me stop before I get ahead of myself. This ain't about Eminem. It's about Nicki. I would recommend this album if you like Drake, Migos, Cardi B, I guess. The regular faces that are killing the popularity game. And overall rating, I'll give this a 4.5 out of 10. It ran the risk of being much lower if the highlight tracks weren't such highs, in my opinion. So I'll give you some samples here from Queen. You can determine if Nicki is the real queen of hip-hop. This is Barbie Dreams in Hard White by Nicki Minaj.
R.I.P. to B.I.G. Classic shit. I'm looking for a nigga to give some babies a handful of Weezy, sprinkle of Dave East. Man, I ain't got no type like Jimmy and Sway Lee. But if he can't fuck 3 times a night, peace. I tried to fuck 50 for a powerful hour, but all that nigga wanna do is talk power for hours. We beat the pussy up, make sure it's a KO. Step your banks up like you moving that yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. I heard she think I'm trying to get a coochie to Quavo. They always wanna beat it up, goon up the pussy. Man, maybe I should let them auto-tune up the pussy. All these Bow Wow Challenge niggas lying and shit. Many Fetty Wap niggas say I am my shit. Drake worth 100 million, yo, he's buying me shit. But I don't know if the pussy red though, if he crying and shit. Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to duck him.
I used to pray for times like this.
Face ass when I fuck him. Man, Uzi is my baby, he ain't taking the L. But he took it literally when I said go to hell. Used to fuck with Young Thug, I ain't addressing this shit. Caught him in my dressing room, still in dresses and shit. I used to kid this nigga with a list of testers and shit. How you want the pussy, can't say your S's and shit.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
I remember when I used to have a crush on Special Ed. Shout out Designer, cause he made it out of Special Ed. You wanna fuck me, you gotta get some special head. Cause this pussy had these niggas on some special meds. Like Mike Tyson, he was biting my shit. Talking about, yo, why you got these niggas fighting this shit?
Work hard just to get high, bop. Work hard just to get high, bop.
Get into it that way.
Work hard just to get her back. Work hard just to get her back.
Ayo, just last week I told him to pick a side. I bust shots, don't duck if it don't apply. Bae out in Paris, he told me to pick a ride. did you look? I still didn't pick a guy. I'm the trophy of the game, everybody tryna win me. Me, Olivier, Jordan, done my baby Winnie. Partying in Paris, these bitches is embarrassed. Cause they know I'm the queen, I still didn't pick a heiress. Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest?
You the motherfucking fairest.
What I drop on his watch?
I don't know about 150.
I'm who they wishing to be. These hoes is on the gram, Nicki pitching the key. About the cop, Neverland, Michael up in the tree. You got bars and still broke,
you might as well took a plea. Be in the bando, or would you rather move with Don Pablo?
Work hard just to get half back. Work hard just to get half back.
No, no, no. Get into it that way. I ain't coming through unless the back straight. I used to
work hard just to get half back. Work hard just to get half back.
Hey yo, just last week I told them they run done. My legacy could never be undone. I'm a prodigy, R.I.P. Dun Dun. Got these bitches shook, they shocked, no stun gun. I'm the Billy Billy Goat, the goat, the goat's here. Vintage Hermes by Jean-Paul Gaultier. Lagerfeld customized my gold chair. I run the point, you bitches just go cheer. Look at my knockoffs, I told them knock it off. Anything that Nicki do, you know they knock it off. Put my crown on again and I'ma knock it off. Anything with Nicki in it, they gon' pocket off. I mean profit off, my plug drop it off. You see them copy in my hair, tell them chop it off. Body girl, whip the top is off. You know, see them don't grid when I drop it off.
That was Barbie Dreams and Hard White by Nicki Minaj. And those two tracks, it really does feel like she's coming from a position of power. Like she does have a hold on the industry. Like she is on top of the game, ruling it as the queen. But that was not a majority of this album. A lot of it fell flat for me. But with more recent developments, the reason people are hating on Nicki Minaj is not because of this album. If you haven't heard, which I'm surprised you haven't, it's been everywhere, she's gotten into the most petty of beef over album sales with Travis Scott. Just a tornado of hypocrisy, stupidity, and like shamefulness, basically. Travis Scott's Astroworld, which came out 2 weeks ago, was still high enough on the charts, moved enough units to beat Queen's first week. Nicki Minaj hangs her hat on being the top, the most album sales, being number one at least her week. Obviously, you're not going to do it much after that. But to be beat by Travis Scott, who dropped 3 weeks ago, that's definitely like an ego shock because she thought she would be on top. I believe she also was outsold by a pretty wide margin by Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy when that first came out. So she now realizes she's not only behind her primary competition in Cardi B, but also behind albums that have dropped in prior weeks. So she throws a couple tweets up saying, oh, Travis cheated. He sold bundles where he bundled apparel and merchandise and like tour passes. And that's how he got all his album sales. And like, this is BS. The rules need to be changed. And at first you might think, it's just a tweet. It'll blow over. She'll get over herself. It'll be all good. But then she's like, I'm going to be on, like, she has some radio show called Queen Radio. She's like, I'm going to be on Queen Radio and, you know, come and listen. And she went off on Travis Scott. She went at Travis Scott's daughter. She literally said she now got a rivalry with his daughter, this baby. But let's get into some of the details here, because some of what she's saying, she actually does have a point. Now, when she's talking about these merchandise bundles, basically what happens is Urso put up, like, you know, hoodies, shirts, whatever, clothing, merchandise, and it'll make it a bundle with their album. So if you buy that product, you also are buying the album, and obviously that counts as a physical copy toward your sales. And was Travis Scott doing this and benefiting off of it? Yes. But the problem is Nicki was too. She's calling this guy out for selling sweaters, is what she called it, and tricking you into thinking it's album sales. You go to her official website, you can buy clothing bundled with her album. So she has no ground to stand on in that regard. Now, what she does kind of have a point with is she was calling out Travis Scott's wife, Kylie Jenner, for promoting the album and saying, and like selling the album through like tour passes, saying, you buy these passes, come to our tour, and you'll be able to meet me, Kylie Jenner, and our baby, Stormy. And when you bought these tour passes and the tickets to the shows, you would be having it bundled with Astroworld by Travis Scott, which I don't think is necessarily right. I think Nicki does have a point there, because if you're selling merchandise that's like branded for the album, people are buying it because they like the album or they like you as an artist and they want to support you. I get that. But if you're making money because somebody wants to go see Kylie Jenner, that's kind of a different case. You really shouldn't be getting album sales that way because they're not even buying it for the music. They're buying it because they want to see some Instagram beauty model idol of theirs. But whether Nicki has a point there or not, she still looks incredibly petty and childish, complaining basically because she didn't outsell the people she thought she was going to outsell. I mean, if she had beat Astroworld or beat Cardi B or whatever, she wouldn't be complaining about this. So really the only reason she's complaining is because her sales are low and now she's trying to find people to blame. And now she's pointing fingers and trying to call people out as cheaters. I mean, I guarantee you that if this album had moved like 500K and was one of the biggest weeks of a hip-hop release this year, her tweets wouldn't have been accusing people. Her tweets would have been, oh, thank you to my amazing fans. So it really doesn't have anything to do with Travis Scott. And the worst part about this is that, yes, like, you got to make your money. You got to sell your album to make money as an artist. I get that. But, like, album sales are not, like, the be-all, end-all. Like, if somebody beats you by, like, 5,000, is that big of a deal? Are you throwing a hissy fit? Because it doesn't even mean your album was better. It just means you're more popular and you marketed yourself better. I would be priding myself over the quality of my music more than the quantity that I sold. So she's wrong for all the wrong reasons, and she should just thank the people who bought it and say, you know, it was a tough week, but those of you who are loyal to me, I appreciate you. We're going to be back. I don't know. I'm coming with music. Get ready for this tour. Anything. Just say something positive that doesn't make yourself look like the victim. So Nicki Minaj really compiled an L on top of an L this week. The queen of my youth has definitely fallen from some high heights, and I hope that she somehow sees the light of day, gains an ounce of self-awareness, and just comes out and apologizes for everything and gets back on track, because this is on a downward spiral and it might not stop soon. I mean, her latest comments are maybe even more blasphemous. Now that she's getting backlash for making all these ridiculous claims, she's like, no, I'm going to sit here and stand up for myself. And she compared herself to like Harriet Tubman and Rosa Parks for standing up as a proud, strong Black woman. It's like, well, they were arguing and fighting for things a little bit more important than selling an album. But if that's where you think you stand, if that's the company you think you keep, then I honestly just feel bad for you. So I'm just going to move on from this whole situation. We got a song of the week to get to, and I'm going to throw it over to another female artist who actually can and is starting to make a better claim for Queen of the Game. I still think Cardi and Nicki would have her, but if Young M.A. can make some waves, maybe drop an album, get a little traction, who knows? Because she's definitely the grittiest and hardest between those three. And her new single, Car Confessions, pretty solid. Pretty good track right here. Pretty much just a testimonial to like where she's at in the game and her status. And she sounds hungry, but she also sounds like relaxed and just really confident with where she's at. So we're going to bump this real quick. This is Car Confessions by Young M.A.
Yeah, this got me thinking. I'm smoking on that cat piss, swerving through traffic, listening to trap shit. My windows ain't tinted, so niggas notice me. Four braids, Yankee fitted, yeah, niggas know it's me. I'm everywhere comfortable, but I'm still attentive. A young nigga with money will make niggas offended. I ain't flashy, I'm classy, but I ain't stupid either. Never show up to niggas that's hungry and eager. My brother's keeper, I'm loyal, it's all in my demeanor. A true believer, I believe when they didn't believe her. That's why I don't let opinions affect me. I do what I wanna do. If they do or they don't accept me, they expect me to give up. I almost did. Things went from moving fast to slow motion. I was losing focus, stuck on that evil potion. It was smooth on the surface, but underneath it was broken. Hoping to find hope in this hopeless world we live in. What you give is what you given. Gotta make wise decisions, gotta stay tunnel vision. Gotta avoid collision, keep scratching the surface and keep your palms itching. Gotta pay moms a visit, damn it's been a while. I've been working, she keep telling me she miss her child. I find myself passing the house, then I spin around. She say I'm always moving, ma, I just can't sit around. On my ass, cause the cash ain't gon' come to us. When we was down, who gave a dime or gave a fuck for us? So instead of making it hard, I made it fun for us. Make make it easy, so when you need it, you just run to us. But it's a lot of pressure, I'm trying to stick and move through the shit. Fixing these bumps on the road so I can just cruise to the shit. Living my life on the road, I'm trying to get used to the shit. And when they throw dirt, I just act like a broom to the shit. Trying to stay true to the shit, even when they lie on me. World on my shoulders, my girl can't even cry on me. God watching over me, the devil probably spy on me. I've been going through some shit, Kenneth keep an eye on me. I know it's been a drought, but to my fans, don't go dry on me. If you want a picture, take a picture, don't get shy on me. I'm here to inspire, I admire that you admire me. I've been in the dark, but I promise you'll see a bite of me. I'm sorry. To all my supporters, man.
Young Ma on that real shit right there, though, with Car Confessions. She just spilling it. Straight honesty. Just rapping to the steering wheel. Getting the job done. So that's your song of the week from Young Ma. And let's round out the rest of the show here with some new music announcements. Let's get you caught up first on what dropped last week, August 17th. We got Slime Language by Young Thug and Young Stoner Life. We got 1.5 by Aminé. We got Immortal Titans by Tragedy, Gaddafi, and BP, which goes hard, Do Not Sleep. We got Loose by Jack Harlow and Secure by Stefan Don. And then this week, this Friday, August 24th, we're getting Milky Way by Boz. Always got to show love for those Dreamville drops. We got Full Respect EP by Youngboy NBA. We got Gift of Gab by E40, an old OG legend. And Bosky by Comethazine. August has slowed down a little bit. I thought we'd be getting some more high-profile releases. Not that these are bad by any means. Next week, I'm not sure what we'll be going over. Either Slime Language, 1.5, or Immortal Titans. Probably two of those three. I haven't fully decided yet. But look forward to that dropping the following week. You know where to find it. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, WHUS homepage. So thanks for listening and supporting. This is the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, where we're keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. The easiest way to stay up to date with the culture. Just a quick 40 minutes a week to keep you up with all the big name releases, all the major headlines. You know we got it right here, the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. That's all we got for today, but I will catch you guys next week for another episode. Peace.